We're going to call the court to order. Welcome to Commissioner's Court this morning. Can everybody hear this with our new sound system okay?
Hello, hello.
All right. As we begin, do we have a volunteer this morning who would open our time with an invocation? Captain, come on up. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, would you join me in a word of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just come to you today. We lift this court to you, Lord. We ask you that you would give them the wisdom, the discernment, and the knowledge to make decisions about Montgomery County and the county's business. We thank you for the men and women who serve this country and this nation abroad and ask for protection and safety for them. We thank you for the men and women of law enforcement, first responders. Ask that you give them a special measure of your grace. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Let the record reflect that all are present this morning. Do I have a motion to approve the court agenda this morning, gentlemen?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Move on. Do we have any citizens who are here today who would like to speak? Yes, if you would come forward on either the agenda, or is this an item on the agenda, or on the, okay, we'll have an opportunity for you as we come, we'll complete this, and then we'll have an opportunity for you to come. This is, do we have any citizens to address the items on the consent or the open agenda this morning? If not, let's move on then. County Clerk, we have minutes for July 28th and 31st. I have a motion to approve the minutes from July 28th and July 31st, 2020.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Gentlemen, are there any modifications that you would like to make to the agenda?
Judge, I do have one.
Okay.
I'd like to move to open 9K3A, B, and C on page 6. It's just a real
9K3A,
simple
A, B, and C?
Yes, sir, on page 6.
All right. Are there any others?
I move.
All right, if there are none, then do I have a motion? You have just moved with to accept our consent agenda.
Second.
With modifications. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Commissioner 9K3ABC on page
yes.
6. Take it away.
Court members, this is these are agreements for South County football, softball, and baseball, and the language on the agenda stated that the authorized Commissioner Nowak to sign the agreements on behalf of Montgomery County, and it, the language needs to say Commissioner Nowak or his designee to sign the agreements on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
That's all. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner.
For taking care of that.
All right. Then we'll move to our open agenda. The court will consider, discuss, and discretion take action on the following items. The first is the county judge. This is consider, discuss, and approve a resolution order renewing and extending the declaration of local disaster issued for the public health emergency for a period of 30 days to expire on September 12th, 2020. We, following the governor's order, he recently did this as well. What we're doing here is ensuring that we can continue to purchase items immediately without having to go through all the protocol, and we've been doing this each month. Probably is going to go on, I'm going to say probably through December, just continues. Could go on longer, I don't know. But if it, you all approve, I need a motion to approve.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. The next item is consider, discuss, and take appropriate action, including but not limited to the rescission or the amendment of third amended interlocal cooperation agreement with the Woodlands Township. Is there somebody here representing the Woodlands Township? Yes. Todd, welcome.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. We appreciate you giving this opportunity this morning. I'm here on behalf of the Woodlands Township, and we're asking for the court to consider the interlocal agreement we have for law enforcement services.
Chairman Bunch, we recognize Chairman Bunch is here from the township.
Sorry,
no worries. Thank you, Todd, for stepping in.
Thank you, Todd. I was here 2 weeks ago asking for an extension of our interlocal agreement on law enforcement. I did not have a copy of what the court had been presented as a draft agreement. Subsequently, we received that after the court approval, and it had language that was missing from the current agreement. So we, at the township, our board passed a version that keeps the contract intact, and we're asking for the court to approve that version.
Okay.
BD, would you like to comment on the, quote, missing language from the contract and what we view the differences to have been? Or Amy?
So what we were asked to do was extend the term of the contract from 2020 to 2022, and that's what we did. We passed a third amendment that said the contract is extended from 2020 to 2022. In that agreement, there was the kind of anticipation of transition. And so those transition dates and things were included after we passed our third amendment, which showed the court's intent to want to extend that contract. The township's attorney contacted our office and said, we want to be real clear about what that transition would look like after this agreement. So we they sent over what is before you today, which is a modified third amendment, which incorporates those transition services. It was never our intent to delete or remove anything. In fact, we didn't. All we did was change the effective date of the term.
Sheriff, I've not heard your input on this. Are you okay?
Hey, Sheriff, come on up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Well, thank you for that. What this transition does, and Chairman Bunch and I have discussed this pretty extensively, is to give my employees a sense of job stability. We expected this to be done. Word was we were probably going to do it in November of this year. That was when the vote was going to happen. So we would know.
Voting to incorporate.
We're voting to incorporate, correct. That's kind of what we expected.
Right.
Was that would this would all be done by November this year. We kind of know what the destiny was at this point. So if that's the case, and I don't know where Chairman Bunch is, he's indicated that he probably won't, but I won't speak for him. But if he were to put that on the ballot, then I would support what's before you today. But if he's not, then he's not going to put it on the November ballot, then what I would like to do is renegotiate some of the terms. We've learned a lot since they brought in a consulting group that looked at what law enforcement transition would be. They spent a lot of money on what transition would look like. And because of that, I think we're better prepared to, you know, make some changes to that transition agreement. The services that the county would provide to the city of the Woodlands, it speaks to a drawdown 33-33-33 of county personnel. Well, it doesn't say who those personnel are, so I would like to be able to designate those personnel. And I just really want to give my employees a sense of stability, especially during this defund the police movement that's going on. Because we have already addressed this, how it would look through civil service. Yeah. So what you're probably imagining is probably the last 50 to 80, however many get riffed, maybe the only five or one or two, I don't know how many it would be. But you would think those would come from the Woodlands contract. Well, that's not the case. The ones that would get riffed per civil service regulations would be the last in. So they may be working in New Caney. They may be working in Conroe. Mm-hmm. So they could be working in the jail. So we have, you know, we have quite a bit at stake with this incorporation and with this transition. And I think the county is better served if we take a step back. If this current agreement doesn't go on the ballot for November, if it's pushed back 2 to 4 years, I think we need to look at doing it a little differently.
I completely agree with you, Sheriff.
So your recommendation, Sheriff, is we're not ready to move forward with the elements that are in this additional amended item.
I would say that's
okay.
True.
Now, if that's the case, and let's say, I'm not sure where we're going on that, concerning the previous one that we did, Amy, if you could give us some insight into that. We passed this other amendment. Would this negate that amendment?
What you would need is a motion to rescind the third amendment as approved on July 28, 2020.
Well, I'll make that motion that we rescind the previously approved
agreement.
What
did Again, what did that extend the period?
It extended the term for 2 years, but it was missing the transition, effectively missing the transition that the township is looking for. And so I think what the sheriff is asking is that we rescind the one that was done on the 28th of July, and that we work with the township to come to an agreement about a third amended, or an amended and restated where everything is in one agreement, mm-hmm. That addresses some of the sheriff's civil service needs as well as the township's needs for continuity of services in a transition period.
If we rescind what we did 2 weeks ago, is the law enforcement, all that still intact, the agreement?
Right now, the agreement that's intact is intact until December 31st of 2020.
Till when? Now say it again?
The end of the year.
What you passed puts you out till 2022. There's just no renewals past 2022. So that's when the transition would occur. So the transition part got cut out because there weren't automatic renewals. Is that right? That's the way I read it. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, so it is very confusing, and honestly, it took us a while to discern what was missing. What it came down to is, and the reason it's so unclear, is this was like a Christmas tree for legislation. We added this transition services agreement to already existing agreements.
Right.
It really should have been standalone, separated from, you know, vehicles and buildings and other things that were negotiated in 2016 and other dates. The last amendment we had was actually at the request for the sheriff's office to add facilities within the township just this past year. So it seems like we're talking about the same thing over and over, but we've only really had one transition agreement.
Right.
And the language of the condition of incorporation triggering that transition agreement was left off the last version that was passed on the 28th. So effectively, if we don't have the push forward where you approve the version that we sent, the certainty of employment for the sheriff's office ends this calendar year. And, you know, I agree with the sheriff. I don't have an issue with looking at the designations of 33, because we know there's a civil service issue. And we don't want our law enforcement to be in jeopardy ever. Our other agreement we have has a six-month provision. So for law enforcement to have certainty of employment, the extension gives us that certainty, irregardless of incorporation timing. If we have that, and we can push the clock forward, we can come back and work on the details of what are the third, what's the third, what's the third. No issues with that.
But in what we passed last court, does that then give additional, because we added 2 years to it, does that guarantee the sheriff's activity for the next 2 years?
It left off the transition services. So it doesn't give you that three-year push forward. It basically says at the end of 2022, the contract's done.
But what I'm at, what we did last court, does it extends everything. It extends your...
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't extend your power to, or your authority to move your election for 2 more years? Does it do that?
Well, so the agreement really doesn't have to do anything with our authority to hold the election.
Okay.
We've had that authority since 2014. What the agreement said is, upon incorporation, that would trigger a transition of law enforcement agreement. And it has to be approved by the voters. So the real power lies with the voters. The sheriff and I worked on this agreement together. When he got elected, we talked about concerns that he had for his office. One of the big concerns is, you know, the deputies being concerned for their employment if we incorporate. And or the existing contract we had back in 16 only had a 90-day provision for the township to terminate. So we extended that. We extended the termination clause of just the regular law enforcement agreement to provide more certainty to law enforcement. And then as we started going through the process of transitioning, if we become a city, it's like, look, we can't build a police department in overnight, nor can the sheriff's office manage the migration of 80 patrol deputies in a 12-month period or a 2-year period. And that's where we came up with this 3-year transition agreement, is to provide both parties a amicable way to provide public safety to the community, job certainty to the law enforcement personnel, and, you know, everybody works together in that collaborative process.
Is it your intention, Chairman, to put this on the ballot in November?
No, like I said 2 weeks ago, right now we have this agreement in place. So if we put it on the ballot this year, those three-year transition services are in our current form contract. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We have loss of hotel tax revenue to the tune of 95%. We have retail sales tax and sales tax down 25%. We have businesses closing. We have people losing their jobs en masse. In the middle of a pandemic is not the time to push an issue like this in front of the public. So if we don't put it on the ballot, we're basically agreeing that we're going to go back to a six-month termination clause, but for, you know, renegotiating down the road. It's a tenable position.
So, yeah, I'm not sure, though, if you're not going to incorporate in November, there's no imminent need for an incorporation or transition plan, number one. Number two, regardless of the statements that are made, it does nothing to provide certainty for those law enforcement officers that are on contract with the Woodlands Township. In order for us to provide them certainty and to give them peace of mind, what we're going to need is we're going to need a township to say, hey, we understand that this is a civil service issue for you, and we are going to put into a pot with the county a year's worth of their salary for once we have to go through a period of time to where, let's say you do incorporate and you don't hire all of the deputies, or you decide to cancel the contract for some reason. Well, right now the county is on the hook for every one of those deputies. There's no way that we can assume all of them. There's no way that we can properly even migrate them slowly into our budget. So we need some sort of protection from you guys that if you incorporate, you are going to take these people. And this agreement doesn't really do that at all.
Question for the sheriff, though. Sheriff, if you had the time to negotiate and to work through this stuff, you believe that we could work through it? I know there was some talk of the constable's office at some level, and there was a little bit of issue going on there. I'm not sure about all that.
I think there was some stirring of the pot. I mean, we've never had a dialogue with trying to transition law enforcement to the constable's office. We have 80 patrol deputies. We're very satisfied with the services provided by the sheriff's office. I think that, that's a non-starter. Board's never considered that. Period.
With all due respect, I talked to the constable himself, and he said that you did indeed call him and ask
with all due respect, Commissioner Owens,
if he would take over.
I did. No, I
for
didn't.
Alpha Omega, if he would be interested in it. Let me speak.
Well, I will, but I
no,
I,
this
I,
is,
you know, excuse you're me, talking well, about a third party conversation.
Hold on just a second, Chairman.
Well, he brought it up, and I'm just saying that from what I understand, there was a conversation between you and somebody in Montgomery County other than the sheriff regarding law enforcement services and what it would look like if you got rid of Alpha Omega, who you would bring in. Did that not happen?
Yeah, so let me speak clearly to that. The sheriff's office has told us they do not want to add contract patrol deputies to our contract.
Because of the risk
to the county, and it's a legitimate issue. And I told the sheriff, completely understand. When we were talking about Alpha and Omega and looking at alternative services, law enforcement as an alternative to Alpha and Omega is one of those services. So when we were told that the sheriff's office would not be willing to add any patrol deputies, yes, I called Constable Gable and said, if we had a need for a constable around the mall, would that be something that you'd be interested in? That is not replacing 80 patrol deputies and transferring the services to the constable's office.
No, nobody said that was, but that's
what was being communicated.
I'm just asking because I had heard some things, Chairman, about the constable. We're talking about the stability of the sheriff's department.
Right.
And I felt that it would be advantageous to all of us for you to clarify that, which you just did.
Yeah, and our contract, our ILA, our three-year extension, is very specific to the sheriff's office. I mean, what I'm here arguing for is providing our sheriff's deputies certainty that we are intending to keep them employed should the community ever incorporate for that three-year period.
My concern is this, is what I'm hearing is the sheriff is okay. If you put it on the ballot for November, he's good with it. If you're going to extend it out, he wants to renegotiate. My concern is if we rescind the motion or the what we approved 2 weeks ago. What does that do? It all ends on October the 31st. There's not, I mean, December 31st.
Sorry.
There's not enough time to renegotiate anything between now and then. That's my concern. I don't want December the 31st to roll around and there's 80 sheriff's officers down in the Woodlands that can't work anymore. I don't want that.
Commissioner, I understand.
Am I looking at or
not? No, because it's different. We have a contract for services that won't expire.
When will it expire?
It's an annual renewal, or we bump it out to every 2 years or something like that. That's a separate contract. This is just a transition. And remember, this transition is not favorable to the county in the way that it transitions the county paid positions, the 22.5 county paid positions that I have attached to the Woodlands contract. It transitions those positions into the contract. There's nothing that transitions the contract deputies to the county or to the unemployment line should they choose their own police department. So this would satisfy the hybrid model and the contract model, but not the independent police model. So we're not prepared for all three options that were presented. That's what I mean. We've learned a lot through the NOVAC study.
Let me make a suggestion. We have an item that we've already passed. I would suggest that I would say table it. Or defer this particular item. I don't know how else to do this, Sheriff, if you're not comfortable with it. And then you guys get together between whenever, and if you have to go through with the election, which I suspect you're not going to, given the reasons why you told us you shouldn't, then this seems to me give you guys a chance to talk, decide how you want to do that, all those things involved, and you have enough time framework in what we've done here.
And
doesn't that just make sense?
Yeah. Right.
And what was passed was not agreed to by the township, so it's not effective.
So we do need to rescind that.
We do need to rescind. You're right, and you make a motion, and I second.
Good.
Okay, explain. How come we have to rescind that?
Because,
what am I missing?
It wasn't passed by the township, so it was something that we agreed to extend the term for 2 years, but that was not what was agreed to by the township. What we have before you is the township's alternative Third Amendment, which incorporates the extension of those transition services for another 3 years. And so that's what they're asking you to pass today. But what we did at the last court was not agreed to by the township. So
I don't even think it went through the board last time. It came directly to us.
Basically, the effect right now is the county has passed a proposed Third Amendment. It went to the township. The township wanted to add some provisions to that. They passed an alternative Third Amendment, which is now brought back to you for consideration.
Right.
If you do not want to approve the new, like the additional language in the Third Amendment, then what you have right now is it has not been amended. It's under the current
Second Amendment.
But it also doesn't mean you don't have to rescind it,
right,
given what, you know, if you take no action today, then the township would be free to go back and then agree to what you had passed on the 28th. If you do rescind it, then you start the whole amendment process all over again.
Right.
And I think that's what we need to do. I don't think, and Mr. Chairman, to be clear, there's no reason why Montgomery County is not going to work very closely with the township in perpetuity, regardless if they choose to become a city or if they keep with the model that they have. And I think that this county and myself and every member up here has demonstrated to the court, I mean, to the public, that we all want to work together, and we all have. And so if you do incorporate, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it is as smooth as possible. And if you don't incorporate, nothing's going to change, and we're going to continue to provide the great service we have been servicing all along.
But BD just explained to us that to rescind it is not necessary. What impact is going to have if we don't rescind it?
They could sign it and send it back to us.
They can
give them the opportunity to sign it and do it.
Basic agreement would be extended for 2 years.
And the sheriff doesn't agree with the wording of the
basic agreement.
That's why we need to rescind it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to. Yeah.
Sheriff? Yeah. Well, And be just confirmed, you know, that you understand that Captain Hallfield did say that our contract for law enforcement services, which is our 84 deputies, does expire at the end of the year. There's a 180-day opt-out. So even if the Woodlands doesn't incorporate, we're hung out with this RIF problem. And we can fix the RIF problem through the transition agreement, I believe. It was, what did you say, 90 days? So 30, it was 30 days, and then we extended it out to 180. So that was big, and that did give my people, but they could come in and say at the end of the year, we're done, and then June 30th, I have to transition those 84 deputies.
So right. We're waiting on the township to approve that. We have put it through. Now you're saying that it's not adequate with the way it is written right now, and that you want to get together with the chairman and whoever you need to negotiate yes. this deal. Then, I mean, I don't see any other alternative.
Yes, sir. And I believe the defund the police movement has made it that much more imperative to give the stability to the employees. So times have changed since all this was negotiated.
I agree. Chairman, you want to make sure they get that.
Yeah, so what I would say is we have an agreement that's intact today. And if executed by the voters in November would be the transition agreement we have that is better than not having a transition agreement. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even with the services spelled out as provided in perpetuity?
They're problematic. They're problematic.
So we need to change
that. The contract itself is problematic.
Got it.
Okay. There's a risk, you know, that if we're letting everything die at the end of the calendar year, and what I'm hearing is the renegotiation of the transition agreement is going to include increased costs to the township, there's no certainty that the other members of the board are going to agree to a wholesale material change to the agreement.
Sure. But I think, though, Chairman, that is something that the sheriff knows what needs to be done, and you know what needs to be done. You guys get together, and we've always had a good working relationship in the past to be able to put that together.
The timing puts everything in a period of duress, right? Who wants to negotiate a contract at the end of the contract when there's that much at jeopardy?
We're doing this right now in the middle of duress. Yeah. And we've passed a budget. We've passed, and the issues having to do with things that we did not realize were supposed to be in there. It somehow got through you guys down there, came here to court. We voted on it. Now we come to find out that the sheriff has that there are some issues with that particular one, not to mention the ones going forward.
And that's the key.
And right. Commissioner Nowak has put in a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded by Metter to rescind that motion.
Yes, sir.
The in terms of this particular item, Amy, by rescinding the motion, does that then should we table what the chairman has asked us to do and then rescind the motion?
You have options. You can rescind the motion from July 28th, which just effectively extended the term, and then you can take up what the township has presented for you today, which is a proposed Third Amendment.
Yeah, and what I would say is because you're talking about a lot of different changes. I mean, just to reiterate how our current agreement works. We purchase the vehicles. We pay the whole cost of the patrol deputy with their benefits and their retirement. We have last year purchased 20 vehicles for the sheriff's office. We have money allocated in this year's budget to buy additional vehicles. If we don't have anything structurally in place this calendar year, we're going to have to restructure what we think we're going to do budgetary-wise. I mean, it's not a good position to put all of us in to say we want to renegotiate this past the point of return.
I don't understand how that changes.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically speaking, nobody's trying to stiff-arm anybody here. We're not trying to keep from doing this. My position, and I know the commissioners have been all along, okay, this is what you guys want to become a city, then we need to move and do what we need to do to help you to do it. The sheriff has got some legitimate concerns, though, that it behooves you guys to get together. But you're not going to all of a sudden go out and find a whole new police force. Well, you still need the sheriff. You still need his people. You still need the cars. So that's a moot question.
Honestly, I have not heard. This hasn't been a dialogue we've had about civil service exposure need to renegotiate the transition services. It's not something we've talked about.
It should happen.
It should have happened before the contract was coming up for expiration.
Got a problem with this.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have any, I mean, we can talk this to death, but I'm going to vote with my sheriff. And we've got a motion, second, I call a question.
Okay. All right.
Motion is to rescind.
The motion is to rescind. And can we add that motion? Can we do in the same motion to table the other item?
Go ahead and vote on that one. That's the motion that was made and seconded was to rescind the agreement from that was passed on July 28th, 2020.
Okay. All right, there's been a call to question. All those in favor of rescinding the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Well, it's unanimous to go back and redo it. Then, so I would also...
So the township has proposed a third agreement.
I would recommend that we defer this until we get this element with the sheriff's office and where we're trying to head straighten out. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Completely understand. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Chairman.
Sheriff, thank you, Chairman. We appreciate it. I know it's painful. We appreciate you coming up here.
Well, the compensation package that we talked about, right?
All right. Emergency management. Let's move forward.
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge.
Good morning. Good morning.
So on 11A, consider, discuss, take appropriate action, including media action due to the imminent threat of public health and safety for COVID-19. I've got two items. The first is a resolution in order to add additional funds to the authorization already authorized by the court for OEM to continue to purchase items necessary to respond to this. Our current authorization is was $1 million. I'm asking for an additional $350,000. That would take us to a total aggregate of $1.35 million.
What's the kind of stuff that we're purchasing?
Everyday stuff is PPE, gowns, oxygen machines. We have testing supplies. We have test site up. Requires tents and materials and things like that to set these things up. Those are our ongoing expenses. Some of the minor stuff is hotels and food for individuals who are quarantined that have no place to stay, and we have to put them up in a hotel. Those are the minor expenses, but the big stuff's the PPE. It's our most expensive items that we're purchasing.
Do we have a motion to approve?
How many masks and gowns and suits? How many do we know how many we have on hand right now?
When I was in the warehouse about 2 weeks ago, we had about 250,000 surgical masks in the warehouse. I think we had it right at 30,000 N95 masks. We had at least 1,500 gowns. There were several pallets of stuff that had just arrived too. Not to mention, we are also preparing, purchasing items in anticipation that may have a hurricane or some type of weather event where we have to do congregate sheltering. So we have shields and things in place. So if we have to set up a shelter, we can do it safely with our current conditions. So there was a number of things that we had on hand.
Are we providing masks and suits to the hospital district?
To any of our first responding agencies across the county, any cities, any entity that would have a need for that, they have the ability to request that from OEM. And all of our county departments have a process. They request once a week. On Friday, we distribute these items. The demand for some of this has slowed down, but it's gotten a little more specific, more specialized. They need booties and they need gowns. Those are the hardest things to find. If they're looking for masks, they're no longer taking any available mask. They want a more specific surgical or N95 mask, and we have that. We've been able to get that through Darren's work with getting allocation with the vendors on this. We have a steady supply stream. So,
and aren't the ESDs and hospitals, aren't they able to do the same thing you're doing? Aren't they able to buy their own?
They can. They since the county received the CARES funds and they did not, it is easier for them to come through us and get it directly from us since we have the federal funds to pay for it. And that would prevent us from having to go in and audit their expenses and then try to find a reimbursement mechanism for them later down the road because we're paying for it up front. And just allow them to have access to that equipment that they need. So,
any other discussion? All in favor? We have a motion to move forward. Is there a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Also on 11A, this item came from the Sheriff's Department. I'm pulling up on my phone. The sheriff's office, through Captain Hall, brought an item to the CARES committee about 2 weeks ago that we considered, and then last week, members of the committee went and received a demonstration of this equipment. It is portable. They're not portable. Excuse me. They're a fixed thermal scanner camera system. The sheriff's office is wanting to install them in the jail and their facilities, as well as the courthouse facilities here in downtown, where they have security control over, as well as in the JP's offices. So what this would do is if someone walks in, it'll automatically scan for temperature, and it would alert whoever the system's designed to alert that someone's entered the building that's higher temperature at our threshold, and would allow us to make contact with that individual and determine if it's necessary for them to leave the building and come back and reschedule their court appointment or whatever they're here for while they're not ill. And that current cost on that contract to install for the number of cameras needed is $411,000. I know from previous experience with some of this technology, as we've distributed across the county, other departments see it and want to look into having it. So I'd ask the court if they are wish to move forward to give us not to exceed amount of $500,000 out of CARES funds. So if we do have any of those ancillary requests, we don't have to come back for each individual department going forward. And then I do know that there's probably going to be some IT-related expenses if we do deploy this system. I do not have those costs yet. I'm still working with Darren, and Darren's working with Bobby and IT to get that information. So
The 411 up to 500,000, would that include potential IT, or would IT be on top of that?
That IT would be in addition to that once we have that number. There's, you know, these systems, just like the cameras in the building now, they have servers, they have to function. So there's going to be some fixed costs associated with that.
And one thing that I would like to ask is just that as we, I was talking to our auditor just about the regulation, well, kind of where we are and strictly auditing this information and each purchase. So should the feds come back and audit us at some point, we got a clean books. And one of the things that Rakesh is going to have to do is work closely with you guys in IT to figure out what is actually needed, because I don't want to stretch the
idea.
That's
why we didn't come to you with an IT amount right now, because we wanted to make sure the items that IT needs is a standalone specific to this
project
and can't be used on other things. And that's one of the reasons why we haven't come to that number yet. We want to make sure that number is solid, because as they deploy it, it's going to have to be standalone to service this only. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Rakesh, too.
Is there any other discussion? We have a motion to move forward.
And the name of the company is Athena.
Do we have a motion to move?
I move.
Second. All in favor? Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. For 11B, consider and discuss and approve a payment of invoice with Crowder Gulf for $70,710 related to debris removal for Hurricane Harvey. We received an invoice from Crowder Gulf a few weeks back related to debris removal out of River Plantation back when Hurricane Harvey hit. It's a late invoice. It is a Category A reimbursable expense. To date, we've been reimbursed about $4 million on Category A out of Harvey. There's about $400,000 still pending, and so this would add to that $400,000 pending. We do need a funding source named.
Why are we just now getting this $70,000 invoice?
I asked the same question. We got it a few months back, and Darren started, you know, asking for some backup and stuff to confirm this was actual work performed, which it was, but it fell through the cracks because of COVID, and it got put back on us just a few days ago. So,
it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. So.
Yeah, well, you know, COVID didn't start messing with COVID until February.
Crowder Gulf did invoices late, so it didn't come. Yesterday, it came a few months ago, but it's still seriously late. So.
Yeah.
Must have what?
Some serious cash flow to be able to sit on that for 3-4 years.
Yeah. I can't answer the specific questions of why it was delayed and late.
All you're saying is this came from River Plantation. We don't know where.
Yeah, it says it was final cleanup of River Plantation County sites at Robert E. Lee and Butler Island is what it says. So.
Butler Island?
Mm-hmm. And Butler's Island.
Never heard of Butler's Island.
Yeah.
There are island and river plantation.
I'm not aware of one. So.
Fame of
Darren, you know what this is?
That's a hole number 9.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Commissioner. This is going to be for the two temporary debris sites that we had set up in place in River Plantation when we went back in there.
And we
scraped those clean. You know, we brought in the fencing, scraped them clean, resodded those areas. It's all pursuant to that work that we had done there in River Plantation for the two debris sites, temporary debris sites.
Well, I know that was done, so I know we did that. But
FEMA didn't reimburse for that?
It hasn't been filed to them. Once we pay the invoice, then we can file to FEMA. And they have indicated that they would reopen the CAT A for us and allow us to file this back with them.
Right.
So ideally, you just have to name a temporary funding source. So you'll name whatever funding source, and then we'll file it with FEMA and then hope to get that money.
Would you say there's $400,000 left somewhere?
Yeah. In Category A, we've turned in about $4.4 million in reimbursable. We've received $4 million already from FEMA in reimbursements, so there's about $400,000 still pending.
Can't pay it out of that?
Yeah. No, this is...
No, it's payments we've already made that we're...
Oh, you already made these.
Yes, sir.
So it is a reimbursable expense, and we will get it eventually back from FEMA. It's just temporary, like Amanda said, from whatever funding source, whether it be contingency or
Where can
whatever.
We take this from, Amanda? No X budget?
Your contingency does have $382,000. Right now, and we do owe a vacancy savings to it, so that number is only going to go up.
I move we take it from there.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
From there being contingency.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it. All right.
Oh.
Item number 12, the budget commissioner.
Yes. Can we combine 18A? And this is a topic just so we can talk about a few things at one time.
Sure.
Is that all right?
BD has said we could do that.
I've worked up here for 7 years on the budgets, and Commissioner Metter's done it a lot longer than that. And normally we're always in agreement. And I hate that this past time that we weren't in total agreement. And I just wanted to come back with a couple of ideas. And one of the things, this year has been different than any other year for our whole community and our country. And I've never received as many calls or questions on Facebook about the tax rate and what we're going to adopt this time. And why are we not doing the effective rate or no new revenue rate or whatever it's called? And I know the difference is small to the average homeowner, but like some business owners pointed out to me, it's not small to them. And an extra $1,000 or $2,000 or $12,000 to them may make the difference on if they're going to be able to keep their doors open or not. And so what I'd like to do is I worked with Rakesh and with Amanda and came up with three different options that I just wanted to throw out there. And if it's something you're interested in, that's great. And if not, I understand. I'm not certainly trying to push this on anybody. But option one would be working with a couple of the different departments lowering the budget perhaps for animal shelter, animal services by $300,000. Typically, this time last year, they had 754 animals in the shelter. Today, they have 86, and that's been the norm for some time now. They're not going to need the same exact budget for this year as they did last year because of the way that the shelter's operating. And we'll certainly take care of any animals that are there no matter what. I think we could save about $300,000 there. There's about $200,600 in CARES interest money that we could spend now.
And
CARES interest savings, just the interest on that. Amanda thinks that there's about $250,000 that we may be able to compress out of the fuel line for the county. If we had a vacancy savings and benefits of 1%, that would be about $1.2 million that we could take. And then Tammy, she called me and she wanted to offer, she's got about $1.1 million in her, the potential tax office building fund that we could use to offset this. So there's about $3.6 million, give or take, that we could come up with that would get us close to the $4 million number.
How much total?
About $3.6 million. We would, and Amanda can work on a plan. This is just, if it's something we're interested in, Amanda can bring us back something more concrete that would show option one. Option two would be going back and looking at that $4 million for the CIP plan, and the next two are very similar. One would be, let's take that $4 million back, use it to buy vehicles and purchases out of the 2021 budget. So, and then option number three would be to eliminate the amount of money necessary to get down to the effective tax rate from the capital improvement plan. Nobody wants to stop capital improvement. I understand that. But, you know, when businesses are not sure if they're going to remain open or not, and our taxpayers are asking for assistance, maybe we should just wait 1 year on any capital improvements, just kind of scale back a little.
And there's another option.
And yeah, whatever else y'all have.
Leave it like it is and adopt the tax rate that we've already approved.
Correct.
And budget workshop, that would be the other option.
That is an option, Commissioner, no question. I will tell you, though, I think that's the work that has been done here. We have actually found some of the money. But at the end of the day, you know, Sheriff, you're going to get put to the back of the line. We know this as it relates to order on your cars, of which you're going to need sooner than later. That's an issue that could be resolved. The idea of having putting out there a 1 year moratorium on capital improvement, I don't know that I agree with that. I think there may be other funds. Where those would come from, I'm not sure, but we have demonstrated here in the county that we can do this, that we can give the people the very best rate while at the same time not sacrificing on our services. Again, I didn't bring up either one of these items, but I go back to the same thing I said before. Given where we're at in the community, given where the community is, the bars are closing more and more. We've not been able to move the governor on that. You got two-thirds of the microbreweries are going out of business. It's over 12% unemployment, and here we're talking. We have the ability to do it. It's there. And again, I would ask that you guys reconsider now that this has come up. This was not my item. But again, as long as it's here, I would ask once again to Commissioner Nowak has done a great job in coming up with some areas where that could help us to get there sooner than later.
May I?
Yes, sir. Yes.
In the past 10 days, I've been working diligently to try to come up with something to fund law enforcement, to get the lowest tax rate possible and still not defund law enforcement, because I don't think there's a member of this body up here that wants anything to do with
it. No.
And while we were doing that, I've been trying to defend you, Judge, and defend others, because we all on this body, I believe in my heart, have the best interests of the people
sure.
in mind. And somebody has put out another fake news story that caused me a lot of grief and others around in the county, and falsely accusing Commissioner Riley and Commissioner Metter and myself of voting to raise taxes when we all know there's not been a vote yet. That'll be August the 21st. And again, I firmly believe, but Judge, I mean, they're giving you a hard time about closing the county down for five. We don't need that. But they went, and whoever did this dastardly stunt to you put your picture all over the front of this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, tell me. This isn't the first time, Commissioner.
And it's just, I just think that's wrong for whoever wrote the article to falsely accuse us three and then to falsely accuse you and give you such a hard time about this when we are doing our very best up here to look out for the long-term future of Montgomery County and to get to a tax rate that will help them. We went to the effective tax rate last year, and what happened? Folks, your taxes went up. We may get there this year, but we certainly voted to lower taxes this year, or we didn't vote yet. We've approved the 4412, which will lower the tax rate considerably from the voter approved, from the current tax rate, and from the de minimis. And your taxes are still going to go up because Montgomery County is not your problem. Your problem is appraised values are going through the roof. And it's wrong. My daughter, for instance, her taxes, her appraised value on her place has risen $100,000 in 3 years, and the only improvement she's made to the place is to put a fence around it for security and a standalone two-car carport. You cannot plan. I've talked to Danny Signorelli. I've talked to my daughter. I've talked to other people in the days since this article came out. You can plan. When you finance a new vehicle, I do mine for 60 months. I know what my note is going to be for those 60 months. Right now, whether you're on this body up here or you're out here, you can't plan what your tax rate's going to be because of appraisals. And I'm going to commit to working on that. I've already talked to someone with tremendous knowledge on this. And from what he's telling me, it's not pleasant, but I'm going to get the truth out there about these things and try to get some real tax relief because we all want it up here. We're all trying to get to that level. And certainly nobody on this board wants anything to do with tax relief. Now, if you'll permit me just a few more minutes, let me touch on something. I have been asked, why do we need replacement vehicles for the Sheriff's Department, and why do we need them at this time? Well, one thing we don't, and I'm not being smarty here, but vehicles are a mode of transportation that law enforcement, we're not riding horse and buggies anymore. The Sheriff's Department and law enforcement, and how they get to you in your time of need is either a car or a truck, and they wear out. And they put a lot of miles on them because they are doing an outstanding job. You don't see the problems with Antifa in here coming here and causing us problems, and I don't think they are as long as we stand united behind our law enforcement. They do an outstanding job, constables and sheriff and all. And why do we need them now? Because they're wearing out. You certainly don't want an image out there that we don't care about our law enforcement and funding vehicles for them, and your criminals, they're smarter than we are. They figured that out, that you're not going to support them. Well, they're going to come, your crime rate's going to increase because they figure you can't catch them anyway because their cars are junk. That's how a criminal thinks. Laugh if you will.
No, I agree with you.
And then on the forensic center, there are 254 counties in the state of Texas, and there are approximately 822 justices of the peace, give or take a little bit, each year. The most important job that a justice of the peace has is to do inquest, investigate death. An inquest is a postmortem examination of a body to determine the cause and manner of death. A justice of the peace duties and powers are separate from law enforcement. He has articulate power, which are by articles of the Constitution of the state of Texas. He is required by that in investigating death to use any and all means necessary, no matter the cost, to determine why that person is no longer living and walking amongst us. And one of those vital tools that he uses is law enforcement and the vehicles, and then a forensic pathologist, such as Dr. Paneri. Now, in the past, we used Harris County. He's required, again, he's required by law. You don't have whether you use Dr. Paneri or you use somebody else, or we used Harris County for some years. And we would have to wait 9 months. I had this poor grandmother call me every 2 weeks for 9 months, wanting to know why her child passed away. And she was crying, and I didn't have an answer for her because I'm not a doctor. It was my duty to get her the answer, but I couldn't. For 9 months, finally got it. Law enforcement was having to wait to get results from homicide investigations and suicides that they're required to do. So that didn't. They finally didn't renew the contract. Then we went to Dallas County, which was wonderful folks up there in Dallas County. They were helpful, but that was even worse than the Harris County contract because we had to transport bodies 200 miles away. The Sheriff's Department, detectives and all had to go up there, and sometimes maybe we had to house them, but they had to be there for an autopsy. That wasn't a viable option. So we got our own forensic pathologist here, and we've had different doctors. We have Dr. Paneri now, and they're basically in a shack over here trying conduct these autopsies. And we owe it to them to give them to the best. We have a duty required by the Articles of the Constitution to get them the tools that they need to do their job. And I didn't want to bring this up, but you can get angry at me if you want right now, because we don't have the morgue space. We're storing bodies over there in 18-wheeler refrigerated vans. You want your mom or your child or your dad? I just can't imagine that. And I don't know, my mom's 82. I don't know how much longer she got, but I'm not going to be pleased if that happens. So if we can figure out a way to not defund law enforcement, because I will not have anything to do with that, no matter what it costs me. And if we can figure out a way to fund that and still get to the effective tax rate, and I can be assured from the auditor and the county attorney and the budget officer that it's not going to be detrimental to the long-term health of our county, I'll support any measure. We went to the effective tax rate last year. What happened to your taxes? They went up. We go to the effective tax rate this year, your taxes are going to go up because of the appraised value. And I don't have all the answers there, ladies and gentlemen, but I know a gentleman that's got a lot of them. I spent some time with him this weekend, and he said that he would help me to try to figure out a better way. And so hopefully, not only me, but all of us on this body that are deeply concerned for our county. And it's not helpful when people are attacking all of us up here, and we're trying to get there and do the best that we can. So,
thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate that. Commissioner Nowak, you came up with a dollar figure that we could. Was there any part of that that defunded the sheriff's office?
No, there won't be any.
Okay, so we're not, because you brought that up a couple of times. I don't think anybody is considering defunding them or not giving them resources. They're getting everything, I think, pretty much that y'all wanted. Is that correct, Sheriff?
Well, that's,
yeah, but I appreciate what you're saying.
Vehicles and the forensic center is a vital tool that they use in investigating death. They have to have it over there, and they are required. This of the piece is required to determine the cause of matter. So is law enforcement.
Correct.
In order to do that, they have to have it somewhere. Okay. You're going to pay for that either here, or you're going to pay for that service in another. You can't go to Harris County because they won't do it anymore, or you'll have to go back to Harris County. You have no choice as a taxpayer. The justice of the peace doesn't have a choice. It is required by the Constitution. You will do it.
I need to understand. You know, we spent 4 days up here working at a budget workshop. Where did all this come from between last Friday or however long ago it was to now? Because I can remember somebody mentioning $1 million coming from the tax assessor collector and her not wanting to do that. And I can understand why she don't want to do that, because she's basically in the same shape as the forensic center. If anybody's been in that tax office later, you know we need to do something. So I don't know where all this changed and how we didn't know, or how we didn't realize that there's 86 animals in the animal shelter. We know that that number is going to grow. It's not going to stay at 86 animals, and we take away all their money, and then we have to come back and figure out a way to fund that later on. We've worked out a budget workshop. We've laid it out how we think we need to go to what we need to do, and we're going to vote on that on the 21st. I don't even know why we're talking about that today.
Well, I think the only thing we can vote on is 12A. If we want to transfer $4 million from fund balance to CIP for the forensic center, I'd make that motion.
I'll second that.
I think we can do that. I understand without affecting our bond rating. I think it'll leave our fund balance healthy enough. The rest of it, though, I'm not prepared to vote on that. I mean, Amanda, if you want to prepare us a list and tell us where we went wrong in the budget session and why we need to make these adjustments now. I'd like to see that.
So we're in a very, let's say, tight spot right now. I have to file a proposed budget today by the end of
midnight. Prepare it like we did at budget session with three votes.
And
that's how it needs to work.
I plan on, unless you guys were planning on taking any action at this commissioner's court today, I was planning on preparing my proposed budget off of the workshop that we have discussed
Absolutely.
In the past.
Absolutely.
The only...
If we want to make these, to me, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, go ahead and prepare your budget the 21st. We can adjust the budget accordingly then. Right now, we're still working off
Correct.
Estimated values, aren't we, Tim? We're just kind of...
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate Commissioner Nowak doing some work, whatever, but I don't think today is the time to make a decision on that personally.
Well, it does have to do with the $4 million that we can make a choice. Either we can put it into it, to CIP. We've already got $6.2 million in the budget to go to CIP, which raises it to $10.2 million, right? It's not that we're defunding it. It's just that was monies that was there that we chose to put in, and even we didn't vote on that at the time. That's why we're voting here. It was up for discussion. So any way you look at it, you're still leaving $6.2 million in there for it, and as we move forward. But that being said, I understand there's a motion and a second.
Hold on one second, if you could. Commissioner Riley and Metter, I brought this up just to try to see if there was a way we could get to this so we'd have time before the 21st to hammer it all out.
And I
respect
you, I
the three votes that everybody has. And what's nice about us now is it may be these three this week and those three next week, and nobody's mad. And I don't want anybody to be mad, but I do want you to know I was doing this just out of trying to find a good place where we could all kind of come together and say, oh, this is what we want. I also
appreciate your work.
Can you tell us one more time for my benefit? I wrote it down, but it didn't quite add up. Where did you get the monies from?
Just
real quick.
And it wasn't totally defunding animal shelter. It was just trying to reallocate $300,000 of a $3 million budget, which I would feel comfortable saying they probably wouldn't spend all of it. CARES Act interest was $200,000, $1.1 from Tammy's tax office building fund, $250,000 out of fuel. There's a vacancy savings, 1% savings from vacancies and benefits of about $1.2 million, and $1 million from the CIP fund. And we figured from there we'd be close, really close, to being able to come together on the
And that leaves
Commissioner Riley. It still leaves the forensic center intact. I was doing this to try to come up with a way where you could get the forensic center, law enforcement gets their vehicles, and the people get the lower tax rate. And that's why I brought it to everybody's attention. And maybe, you know, if you don't approve of it today, we can still think about it for next time. But
again, we still got the 21st, and Tammy's numbers are probably going to change between now and the 21st.
Correct. So, hopefully for the better.
I think we got a motion second on the $4 million out of fund balance to CIP, Judge.
Okay. Call a question?
Good vote on it.
Okay. Yeah. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed.
Opposed.
Two opposed,
and
three.
The rest of it, as I said.
Okay, next
appreciate
case.
Appreciate your work.
Absolutely.
I know you work hard at it, and I know you're trying to do the right thing in your mind.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe
sure.
Not in my mind, but
yeah.
In your mind.
Well, the fact that... I agree with that.
All right. Let's move forward. Risk management.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Hi, Ginger.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Item 13A, consider, discuss, and authorize the county auditor to increase the impressed balance in the third-party medical claim administrator's claim account by $750,000 or other appropriate amount as may be sufficient to allow processing of medical claims.
Where are you getting it, Rakesh?
So this comes out of the self-insurance fund.
Okay.
So ultimately it comes out of the general fund.
That is a reserve.
Yes, sir. And all it is, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, they submit the medical claims to us, and basically we put the money into the account for Boone Chapman to make all the payments. So all that's happening is it's spiking up a little bit. So based on the 3-week average, you know, there's about $750,000 shortfall, so that would give us enough cushion to actually bring those payments over to the, you know, to the next commissioner's court cycle. So all she's trying to do is she's just trying to add some money into the impressed fund. We still own that account, but Boone Chapman writes checks out of that account.
Right.
And going forward, you know, we're gonna work with the attorney's office, work on a standing resolution, so she doesn't have to come to court all the time. We'll include it as part of our payments of account backup and just process that way.
Right. If y'all agree with this, then we're going to work on a resolution in order to allow Rakesh and Ginger to make sure that they have the funds needed to consistently process these routine claims. And right now, they have a lot. Right, I think the balance is okay right now, but Ginger brought it to our office's attention because there's a lot of elective, or not elective, but not medically necessary or urgent surgeries that are still pending where people are not allowed in the hospitals due to COVID and things like that that have been postponed. But that ultimately will have to be done. And I guess elective is the wrong word. It's necessary, just not urgent.
Okay.
I move. Ginger, thank you for bringing this to my attention and working with everybody on it. And Amy, I want to make sure, is this going to allow risk management to not have to come back every time this need arises? Because they're all claims that have to be paid. There's
right.
No,
we're going to work with Rakesh and risk management to draft an RNO that will come back on a following court session for you to approve, I guess, on the consent agenda if y'all are okay with that, that allows them to do their job without bringing each time the Empress balance needs to go up to court.
A second.
Okay, is there more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ginger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, purchasing. Gilbert?
Yes, good morning. The one item we have is to award the project for lease of property at the airport to DCR Development, and then the lease agreement will come back to court once we negotiate it.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Gilbert, thank you very much.
Gilbert.
This time we're going to recess for Commissioner's Court, convene public hearings.
Can we have the county attorneys?
After we do the county attorney and precinct.
Approve the amendment to the lease between Montgomery County and the Conroe Symphony.
I apologize.
This is to modify the rent to $1 for the period beginning August 1st and ending August 31st, 2021.
Yeah. All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're free to recess, correct?
Yes.
Recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court. Convene public hearings. Public hearing. First, conduct public hearing on filing the application of the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance. BD, are you going to handle this or Amy?
Rebecca,
proceed.
Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Good morning.
We are required to publish this public hearing in the paper, local paper. It was published on August 6, 2020, for the grant titled Vehicle Thermal Imaging Camera Project in the amount of $41,915, and no match is required.
Okay.
Move.
Oh, I guess we got to wait. We're in public hearing. We're not moving yet. Thank you. But we'll get to that. I appreciate it.
Precinct 3, me.
Do we need to have any public comment?
Is anybody here to speak on that item? Okay, you can move on, Judge.
All right. Proceed.
Consider and approve posting a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on Scarlet Woods Court.
Is anybody here to speak on that?
Someone said it was a great idea. I heard them in the back.
Precinct 4.
Proceed.
Consider and approve installing additional stop sign control on eastbound and westbound approaches of Vacant Woods Drive and Tavola Drive, as well as Ridge Spring Drive and Tavola Drive intersection. Anyone here to speak on that? And number 2, consider and approve establishing stop sign control on the eastbound approach of Tommy Smith Road and Howard Way intersection. Anyone here to speak on that? Guess not.
All right.
Again, they said it was a good idea.
Then we're going to reconvene, and we're going to take the action that we need to take. Amy, can I include all of these in one motion?
It's 16A, B, 1, C, 1, and 2.
All right. We have a motion.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Rebecca, grants again?
We just did that.
Yeah, I think you just did that.
We just passed this one. Okay, I got you. It was down. I'm sorry. Let's see.
Executive session.
The departmental budget request, precinct 3, Commissioner.
Oh, no, we already did that.
We moved that to page. Okay, then we go to executive. Man, I tell you.
We don't have to move on the grant.
This is an exciting commissioner's court today.
We did it after the public hearing, Commissioner Mutter.
All right, at this point, executive session. Court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072. We shall return. We're going to reconvene court. There are no items that we need to act on in our executive session. Do we have any citizens who are here? Yes, if you'd come and share with us. State your name and your purpose. Uh-oh. And speak into the mic.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Samantha Bachman. I'm the board president for Creekside Village off of the Grand Parkway. I've dealt with Commissioner Nowak's office for 7 years of being on the board, and I don't envy any of your positions. My job is real small compared to yours, so I appreciate you. I'm here today because I've been dealing with Andrew in your office. August 15th, it'll be a year on one situation, and I can't seem to get it solved. Our community has county roads in it, and the roads are about what the roads were when Riley Fuzzle was Riley Fuzzle. We have people parking their boats on trailers that have license plates. We have work trailers that are parked on the street, and then people's vehicles that can't fit in their driveway. This causes a problem for a lot of the residents in the community because they can't park or pull out of their driveway the way they should. I've been trying to get some help. We have corners where people are parking trucks and boats, and when you come around that corner, people coming this way can't see. Nobody can see what's going on. It's becoming a very dangerous situation, and I call law enforcement. Law enforcement says they're county roads, we can't do anything. I go to the commissioner's office. Commissioner says, call law enforcement. So I'm trying to find a better solution to the problem. And the only thing I can do is appeal to the commissioner's court because they're county roads. They can't park those type vehicles in their driveways because it's a deed restriction. So I'm just trying to find a workable solution for everybody. So that's what I asked for. So
thank you.
Evan is in the back. He can get your contact. We know who you are. We know where you live.
That's scary.
It's very scary. Well, I call there. I'm ready to file for a job over there because I call there all the time.
Well, we're happy to help you any way we can. And we can get with the county attorney's office as well. It is one of those gray areas where it is. The public road has certain rights and access mm-hmm. that just come with it by law versus their driveway and covenants, and we're kind of stuck in the middle of not having a lot of authority to regulate that, but we can try to see if there's something. Amy's a lot smarter than she's a great attorney. She'll figure it out, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything miscellaneous we need to talk about? Are there any more citizens? If not, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's time for Commissioner Riley to take the floor.